Father, we worship you this morning. We give you all the praise and all the glory, all the honor, all adoration. We hallow your name for everything you have done and for what we are doing this service this morning. Accept our thanks and praises in the name of Jesus. Lord, the hour has come. Send your word to us with power this morning. Send your word with anointing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, on this covenant day of settlement, settle every life here. Settle every marriage here. Settle every career here. Settle every business here. In the name of Jesus, hide me behind the cross that no man will see me nor hear me. Everyone will see you. Everyone will hear you today. Your name will be glorified. Your people shall be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Give the Lord a big, big hand of praise. And you may please be seated in God's presence. Please help me welcome someone to church this morning. Hallelujah. I welcome you to the presence of a King of Kings this morning. In this service today, my God will say to you, I welcome you to our covenant day of settlement in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10, the Bible says, "By the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." Say, "My God will settle me today. I shall be settled in this service." That is what God said concerning you, and that is what God will do for you. I want you to be very, very expectant, because this service is a service of settlement, and God is going to settle you comprehensively. God is going to settle you all roundly. Whichever area you desire settlement today, get your expectation in line. Get your faith prepared. My God will settle you. You will not go home the same way you have come. In the name of Jesus Christ. Our focus for the month is Jesus Christ, the healer, is here. And our topic has been, "Is there no balm in Gilead?" And this is part 4A in this service. We have established in the previous teachings that the word of God is the balm in Gilead. However, the word of God also has various prescriptions that we've been looking at. And we're going to look at another prescription of the balm in Gilead this morning. Meanwhile, the great physician in Gilead is Jesus Christ. And that's why our focus is Jesus Christ, the healer, is here. And is here for no reason but for you. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, every attack of the enemy over your health is coming to an end today. Every attack of the enemy over your finances is coming to an end today. Every attack of the enemy over your businesses, your marriage, your career, your family issues, your immigration is coming to an end today. Because Jesus Christ, the healer, is here. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When the light of the word breaks forth, your health springs forth speedily. And that's why we said the word of God is medicinal. It acts as medicine. The same way you take all the pills, you can take the doses of the word and you receive the healing. But if that will not suffice, the word is also surgical. Some prefer surgery. They don't want to keep taking medication. "Doctor, just take this thing out once and for all." That's fine. So if you desire, you desire surgery, the word of God is also surgical. There shall be surgical operation of the word for you this morning. However, there are certain things that the surgery will not make happen. The word is also creative. Praise the Lord. Just like you have organ donor and, you know, plant organ, what's it called now? Praise the Lord. Transplant, organ transplant. So, but in the kingdom, we don't transplant. It's just brand new creation. Praise the Lord. Therefore, if any organ has failed in you, or any organ is failing, I decree in the name of Jesus today, by the word of God, it shall be recreated. Amen. And the word of God is prophetic. Praise the Lord. The word can make everything happen at once. Just one word. He said, "Prophesy unto the bones," and the bones gathered together all at once and became great army. So So it's not just going to be creating one organ, but it can make everything at one time. Therefore, guest said this morning, the word is going to hit you and your life shall never remain the same. However, before we receive the impact of the word of God, our understanding must come alive. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 16, a man that is void of understanding is a man that is like in the graveyard. That's my interpretation. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. Where is the congregation of the dead? The graveyard. Oh, don't go there at midnight. They have their special meeting. I'm just kidding. Praise the Lord. But that's where we have all the, you know, all the dead buried. That's the graveyard. So if you void understanding, then you are just like a dead man. That is why your understanding is very crucial to receiving what God has for you. And we've been showing us what our right is in Christ Jesus as related to our healing, health, wholeness, and life. In the previous section, we said we must understand that the price for your total health has been paid. So you don't need to pay Medicaid. No, you don't even pay Medicaid. You don't need to pay any insurance again. Praise the Lord. You don't need to sign up for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, or Empire Blue Cross, or United Health, and all of those again. Because Jesus paid the price. If you just want to do that, it's just for to fulfill all righteousness. It is required by law. It is required for eventualities. It's not because you really need it. I remember when I was working in the secular, I see what they deduct from my payroll from as a copay every month. I said, no, this is too much, man. I went to HR. I said, stop this thing. They said, what? Stop what? No, they don't do that. I said, no. I will do that. Yeah, stop health insurance. Of course, I know my wife is not going for any delivery at that time because the only thing we've been using it for is for delivery. So I know there is no child coming. I said, stop this thing. He said, no, you, okay, write it if you want. I said, okay, write, sign, stop it. Praise the Lord. Because I know what I can. I was not even a pastor then. But I was so intoxicated with my right to healing, health, and wholeness. So after I stopped it for like a cycle, when I know another child is coming, I said, now put it back. I said, put it back now. It's not that time that we need it. Praise the Lord. Because I'm in control. I know somebody paid the price. I decree in the name of Jesus, by the price Jesus paid, you continue to enjoy free health. Yeah. We also said in the previous teaching that we have been repositioned to enjoy divine health. We have been repositioned to enjoy divine health. And we also mentioned that you have become a lively stone. A stone never gets sick. So when you put all of this together, you know you actually have right to total health. This morning, I want to show us two more things that gives us right to divine health. Number one, by redemption, we share eternal life with God. By redemption. Everyone that is redeemed, everyone that is born again, share the same life with God. And this life is immune to sickness and disease. When you are born again, when you are redeemed. Now, you must understand this, because you might just think, oh, born again is just to not to go to party again. To be born again is not just to wear certain kind of clothes. No, it's more than that. In those days, we were so ignorant that they just give us all the rules. So when you are born again, don't wear jeans again. Don't wear canvas. Don't do sport. Don't do all of those laws, which does not really is the main thing. Praise the Lord. Now, when you are redeemed, the main thing is that you now share the same life with God. So anything that cannot affect God cannot affect you. In John chapter 3, verse 16, very simple scripture that even the children's church, that's the first scripture you must know if you pass through the children's church. You don't know John 3, 16, what do you know? You don't know anything. So when you ask your children, give me 5 memory verses, the first thing is John 3, 16. Shout hallelujah. It says, for God so loves the world that he gave his one and only son. Give me KJV. That whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. Now, that everlasting life in another translation means eternal life. Everlasting in two forms. The life that never ends. Because when you are redeemed, you continue to live after rapture forever in heaven. Now, the other side of eternal life, according to that scripture, is Zoe. That's God's kind of life. So when you are redeemed, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you share the life of God. You have Zoe in you. And that life is immune to sickness and disease. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, for as many that are redeemed and as many that shall be redeemed in this service today, I decree sickness, disease shall be far away from you. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the scripture says, for the wages of sin is death. It's not the death that people die here and people begin to mourn and cry and their family wailing. It's talking about the second death. That's the penalty of sin. The wages of sin is death. That's the second death. He said in the book of Revelation, as many as they are named, he said a book was opened, and the name of the saints, there were several books, were there, but a book was opened that the name of the saints are written. And whosoever that his name is not found written in the book of life is cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. So that's what the scripture is talking about here. The wages of sin is death. The penalty of sin is death. But the gift of God, and who is the gift of God? Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave. The gift of God is eternal life. Say with me, eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. That gift, Jesus Christ, was given unto us. Eternal life. He gave his life for us. The God kind of life. So with this understanding, as you receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, you know that if Jesus cannot be sick, you can never be sick. Shout hallelujah. Now, someone might be saying, but why did I get sick before? It's because Satan is trying to steal what you have. Amen? So, but someone might be saying, but why did we have that one pastor sick and he died? Are you the pastor that's sick and died? Praise the Lord. A lot of people just find the excuse. Okay, if this is true, why this? Why that? Are you this? Are you that? You didn't know how the person was oppressed. Praise the Lord. You just hold on to the word of God. The devil will always try to attack your head, but that does not stop the truth from bringing the truth. For the fact that there is fake everywhere, does it mean that the truth does not exist? No. In fact, the real justification of the original is that there is fake. If there is no fake, how do you know which one is original? So, but when there is fake, you know, if there must be a fake, then there must be original. Praise the Lord. So it's Satan that is trying to attack your health. It's not because the word doesn't work. Say with me, the word works. And number two reason, because of time this morning, that we must understand that we have right to total health, is that by the Holy Ghost that dwells in us, we are spiritually positioned to enjoy divine health. When you are born again and you receive the Spirit of God in you, the Spirit of God lives in you, then you are repositioned for total health. Every child of God that is spirit-filled is immune to sickness and disease. Because the Holy Ghost is the power that makes alive. And what is the aftermath of sickness? Death. What is it? If sickness does not lead to death, then it's not going to scare anyone. The end result of sickness is death. Imagine there is something in your body that is not painful, it cannot kill you. You don't even care about it. But once the doctor tells you, sorry, this is terminal, then everything begins to shake. And that's the end result of every sickness. But if there is something in you that is anti-death, then you know sickness is conquered. There is a spirit in you that is superior to death. And that is the Holy Ghost. I love this scripture. I've been so intoxicated with it. The first time I heard it was from my father, Bishop David Oedipo. And, you know, the Bible says God sent a word to Jacob. It became light. Then it became my own word, my light. Romans 8:11. If the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in you, he that raised Jesus from the dead will also quicken your mortal body. Hallelujah. I want your eyes of understanding to be enlightened this morning. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwell in you. If you carry the Holy Spirit, sir, no sickness can survive your body. No sickness. They will come and do all their gymnastics and they vanish away. Well, some individual will say, I've never been sick, I've never been great. Great. But some individuals have been attacked, but Satan was tormented in their body. I belong to that group. I've been attacked several times, I've been tried several times, that Satan suffered for it. Shout hallelujah. I've had occasions that I want to come to the altar and my whole body will be like, in fact, some occasion throwing up and whatever. I said, Satan, I know where I'm going to touch you. If they burn you well, follow me to the altar. If they burn you, your father, your mother, or your they burn you, follow me to the altar. Follow me. Oh boy, it's not one, it's not two, it's not three, it's not four. And I come to the altar. In fact, I believe it disappeared before I climb the altar. Shout hallelujah. If the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in you, it will quicken your mortal body. I decree in the name of Jesus, be filled with the Holy Ghost this morning. Be refilled with the Holy Ghost this morning. He said, be filled. So it's not one time. You are filled again to terrorize the enemy that may want to affect your body. Therefore, I decree the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost at work in this place. Everyone whose health has been attacked, I decree the release of God's power. In the name of Jesus. Of course, I showed you the mystery of the anointing last week Sunday. I'm not going to lay emphasis on it. You can listen to Fresh Service last week Sunday on YouTube. I know a lot of you don't even follow New York on YouTube. So this is the best time for you. Go and sign up and listen again. I told you the mystery of Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 to 12. When John said, the one that is coming after me is greater than I. And he said, he has the Holy Spirit. He's coming to baptize you. I baptize you with water. But he's coming to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 to 12. And now he now switched from Jesus to the Holy Ghost. And he said, whose fan is in his hand? Now talking about the Holy Ghost. And he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Fibroid, cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, glaucoma, ovarian cysts, ovarian mass, multiple sclerosis, all of those, they are chaff. Therefore, I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost this morning, they are being found together and burnt off in your body. In the name of Jesus Christ. I know someone is here this morning who is being free right now. Now, quickly, this morning, we want to see one prescription from the word that is the balm in Gilead. And that is the name of Jesus. Say with me, the name of Jesus. There is power to heal in the name of Jesus. I love the song. I can't be tired of singing it. He said the name Jesus is a strong name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it. and he saves a righteous man. The name Jesus is a strong name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. That righteous woman runs into it, and he saves a righteous woman. In the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. In the name of the Lord, every tongue must confess. Must confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of our Father, our God. I had a devil making noise. I had a devil making noise. I called the name J-E-S-U-S, and the devil disappears. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, every noise of the enemy over your life is over today. Say with me, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. Of Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus. Choir, help me sing. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, chain, break every chain, break every chain. Jesus,
there is power in the name of Jesus,
to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Lift up your voice in 1 minute. Every chain in my life be broken in the name of Jesus. Raise your voice and pray. Father, by the authority, by the power, in the name of Jesus, every chain of the devil over my life, over my career, over my business, be broken right now in the name of Jesus. Rekakoto supakatoria emprakataya gaba aprokoto suso lipakata empreketos aprakatosia. Every chain be broken by the authority in the name of Jesus, by the power in the name of Jesus Christ. Every chain, every sickness, every disease be broken right now in the name of Jesus. Emprakotosi pakaragaba shakayagaba limpreketosia pakotosi emprakotoliaba shakato ripakotosi pakatala yagaba. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Please take your seat. But what is in the name of Jesus that heals? Number one, the name of Jesus is full of wonders, including healing wonders. The name of Jesus is full of wonders, including healing wonders. We saw a lot of that in the scripture. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful." His name is full of wonders, and including healing wonders. No wonder in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verse 34, Peter said to Aeneas, a man that was sick of palsy, he said, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed." And he arose immediately. Say with me, there is healing wonder in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I take authority over every foul spirit of sickness right now in the name of Jesus. Be free and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Number two, what is in the name of Jesus that heals? The name of Jesus carries the irrevocable gift of God. The name of Jesus carries the irrevocable gift of God. And this empowers him to heal as he wills. The name of Jesus carries the irrevocable gift of God. While meditating on this point, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me that the gift of a man is according to his capacity. The gift of a man. If Bill Gates is going to give you a gift right now, you will be smiling. Maybe he's going to give you a Tesla. Or he's going to give you a Porsche. Or Porsche. A lot of people, when they come to from Africa, you know, all the names here, they just call it the Africa way. Oh, see this Porsche key, so nice, man. Porsche key. Amen. They go to Oregon. Is it Oregon you call it, right? Say, this is Oregon here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody said, oh, I want to eat chikafile. Shout hallelujah. The name of Jesus carries the irrevocable gift of God. The gift of a man is according to his size. So if you see someone that is homeless and say, I have something for you. You say, I have a thank you very much. I'm in a hurry now. I'm in a hurry. Because I've already seen everything he has. It's not, you know, praise the Lord. But if Papa call you now and say, my son, I have something for you. You will, the next flight, you will go to Canaan land. Shout hallelujah. Our God is faithful. So the name of Jesus carries the irrevocable gift of God. The gift that cannot be changed. And what is in that gift? There is healing power in that gift. No wonder in Philippians chapter 2, from verse 8 to 11, he said, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also have highly exalted him and given him a name. Hallelujah. That's a gift. God packaged everything he has in that name and gave it to him. Everything God is packaged in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus carries the authority of God. It carries the power and authority of God. Two different things. Power is different from authority. Power can be physical. Praise God. Now, if I want to leave this thing now, I can either use power or authority. Power is I try to carry it myself. Authority is I can, Pastor Jude, you are stronger than me. Can you please help me carry this? Praise the Lord. And you'll carry it. So, if you use power, that's one level. Now, if you see a trailer truck coming and you see traffic warning, those, if you have ever been here, we don't see them except if the traffic light is faulty. But in Africa, you see a lot of them. A lot of them are so happy with their job. The way they do it, you even park your car at times and you begin to watch them. Praise the Lord. Now, when that traffic warden is controlling and a trailer truck is coming, some of them that are so like that, it can even show its leg like that. That means the trailer should stop. With the trailer truck with all its tons, 10,000 tons, we just apply the brake. It didn't exert any power. All it used was his authority. The name of Jesus carries the authority of God. And that authority can never change. So every time you call the name of Jesus, is the authority that answers. Shout hallelujah. So don't be afraid to use the name of Jesus. At any time you use it, you want it. And I pray in the name of Jesus, the name will answer for you. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Shout hallelujah. Now, number three, healing virtues flow through the name of Jesus. There is a flow of healing virtues in the name of Jesus. In Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 3, he said, because of the savour of thy good ointment, thy name is as ointment poured forth, therefore the virgins love thee. Every time you call the name of Jesus Christ, it's like putting on the anointing oil. There is healing virtue that flow through the name of Jesus Christ. And that is why when we anoint the sick with oil in the name of Jesus Christ, there is perfect healing. Shout hallelujah. I decree in the name of Jesus from today, as you engage the name of Jesus Christ, every devil will bow for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Say with me, there is authority in the name of Jesus. And on this covenant day of settlement, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, you shall be settled. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I say, you shall be settled. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10, but the God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, he will make you perfect, he will establish, he will strengthen, and he will settle you. I decree in the name of Jesus, someone here will be settled in his marriage. Someone here will be settled in his career. Someone here will be settled in his health. Someone here will be settled in his immigration issue. In the name of Jesus Christ. But what are the covenant requirements for supernatural settlement? Number one, one must be born again before he can be truly settled. This settlement we're talking about is a kingdom settlement. It only belongs to the children of God. So if you are not born again, then you are not entitled to this settlement. But there's going to be opportunity for you before I shut down in this service this morning to invite you to come and enjoy the settlement of God. You must be born again. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, he said, he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So when you are born again, Jesus Christ takes away your sin and you become so righteous by his blood that washed you clean. And in Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17, he said, the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. The word assurance also means settlement. You are assured in everything you do. I pray in the name of Jesus, as you surrender your life to Christ this morning, you shall be settled. In the name of Jesus. And number two, criteria or requirement for supernatural settlement is that one must return back to God in case he is disconnected from God. Now, there are some, it's not like you are not born again, you are born again, but you are already disconnected. And you know that you are disconnected. You know the life you are living right now is not the same life you were living when you first gave your life to Christ. You know your fire has reduced. When my fire reduces, I know. Praise the Lord. So you can't, if the light, your headlamp, if it's not as sharp as what it used to be, won't you know the car you've been driving? You will know, except you want to deceive yourself. Some individuals are coming to church, but they know there is no more fire. All they are using now is bone face. You just pretend as if everything is still right. And you know everything is not right. You know yourself. Some individuals already having girlfriends. Some already having man friends. Some already stealing in their company. Some already telling lies. Some already doing all manner of stuff. Some have already stopped going to WSA. Some stopped going to covenant or prayer. Some have already stopped going to midweek service since we can't even see them. They think, they are in Long Island. They say they are in Bronx. Since we can't see them in Bronx or Queens, there's excuse, praise the Lord, to hide. Even on Sunday, because of the crowd, they say, we didn't see you. So, which service do you attend first? Or I was in the second. He said, no, I was in the second. No, I was in the first. Praise the Lord. And they just pretend as if everything is okay when it is not okay. I pray in the name of Jesus today, God will found you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. But for God to find you, you must also be findable. You must return to the Lord. There is no bad thing in returning to the Lord. It's your life. Praise the Lord. Anybody can say anything after they have said it. Is it not with you and your God? Praise the Lord. So you return back to God in case you are disconnected from Him. Because until you settle with God, it's not your turn to be settled. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 to 7, he said, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you," said the Lord of hosts. In the name of Jesus, as you return to Him, God will return to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Number three, be committed to walking by faith. Everything in the kingdom works by faith. Now you are born again. Now you are back to God. There is no hindrance again. In order for you to be settled, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and only the violent take it by force. It is the force of faith. The force of faith. So you have to build your faith, and you have to be committed to walking in faith. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. "Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith." Or you put it there, the just shall be settled by his faith. So you must build your faith. You must build your faith. You must build your faith. And that leads us to the next one. Be committed to living by the word. Because faith comes by the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So you fulfill number three by walking in faith. And number four, be committed to living by the word. Build your faith by the word and live by the word. Don't live by the news. A lot of people, they live by the news. You have to hear news, Long Island News, Channel 12, before you leave the house. And as you are going, you are listening to CNN and all of that. And that confuses your day. And you begin to shake. And you begin to live by what the news is saying or what the economy is saying, but rather live by the word. When the settled word of life settles you, then you are truly settled. Remember, the word of God is settled. In Psalm 119, verse 89, Psalm 119, verse 89, it says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." It is settlement for settlement. It takes a settled word to settle you in life. So be committed to living your life by the word. By the word. By the word. By the word. Shout hallelujah. And what else? Number five, enter into a covenant to make serving God your lifestyle. Covenant to serve God as a lifestyle. What a joy we have the opportunity to serve God again in the squad. Thank God for everyone that is serving God in the unit. The hospitality, the choir, the technical, the bus, the transport department, the children church, the sanctuary, the security, all of the units. Now we have another opportunity. The other side of the sword. You know, it's a double-edged. Now, the other side of the sword has come. That is opportunity to serve God in a squad. And everyone must be enlisted. And what a joy. This was kicked off this weekend, even in this place. Praise the Lord. The Kingdom Advancement Prayer Squad kicked off powerfully on Friday night. And all the other three squads, the Soul Winning Squad, the Come and See Squad, and the Kara Squad, kicked off powerfully yesterday. And God showed up. Shout hallelujah. God showed up. Amen. So you have opportunity to continue to serve God. Enter into a covenant to make serving God your lifestyle. What I'm doing today by privilege, by the grace of God, it didn't start today. It has always been. I started from the children's church. I was a children's church. We call it kindergarten. We call it, you know, Sunday school. I grew up from the Sunday school to become a Sunday school teacher. You know, when you were a Sunday school member, you continue to hear the word until you grow and grow and grow, and it's time for you to go to the adult church. I said, no, I want to remain here. So you now become a teacher. Shout hallelujah. From there, to leading the children choir, to leading the boys brigade, to one fellowship and the other, WSF and all of those. And when God said, no, this one has been very useful for me, I think he will do more if I bring him as my servant to reach the world. Shout hallelujah. So it's an opportunity. Every kingdom service is an opportunity. So why will you blame God when he settles me? Praise God. Because kingdom service is my lifestyle. I don't think I can survive without serving God. I don't mean without being a pastor. Being a pastor is different from serving God. Praise God. Even if I'm not a pastor again today, I will still be serving God effectively. You don't need a title. Someone will say, okay, when I become a pastor, then you will know what I carry. In fact, just wait, though. When I have my ministry and I become a pastor, oh God, the whole world will know. No, they don't start from the top. They start from, let's see the anointing right now. When you are a WSF leader, let's see the fire. When you are a member of a squad right now, then that is what God will use to set to you permanently. I decree in the name of Jesus today, as you serve God, as you covenant to make kingdom service your lifestyle, you are comprehensively settled. Amen. You are fully settled by God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Joshua said, well, maybe because you didn't say a big amen, and that system said the amen like 5 times. Say, amen, amen. Next time you say a very vibrating amen. In Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, he said, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I love kingdom service. There are a lot of, you don't even need to pray for, when you are serving God, it's God that is praying for you. All you need, hold on to the word. He said in Exodus 23, 25 to 26, you will serve the Lord your God, who will bless your bread and water, which includes your business, your career, your finances, your food, your material, your house, your car. He will bless it. Then he will take away sickness from your midst. There is no employer that you can work for that can take away sickness. The best they can give you is health insurance. They cannot even give you life insurance. I mean, they can give you life insurance, but they cannot give you life assurance. Even if the company they sign up with is called Life Assurance, they cannot give you, if it's, their name is Assurance Company, they can't give you assurance. All they can give you is insurance. Shout hallelujah. But God said, you will serve me and I will take away sickness from your midst. He said, you will not cast your young, you will not be barren. The number of your days, I will fulfill. That's assurance. Shout hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus, as you serve God, your business shall be settled. Your health shall be settled. Your longevity is settled. Your fruitfulness is settled. Everything is settled for you. He said in Job 36, 11, if you obey and serve him, you spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. So when you serve God, you can never be poor or under. When you serve God, you can never have high blood pressure. The secret to high blood pressure that has not been discovered is kingdom service. Check everyone that is serving God, they can never have high blood pressure. Why? If you understand Job 36, 11, he said you will spend your years in pleasures. So when you are serving God, he's giving you pleasures. So pleasure is superior to pressure. And pleasure destroys pressure. So every time you are serving God, God is taking away the pressure and is giving you the pleasure. Shout hallelujah. Therefore, everyone under the plague and attack of high blood pressure right now, I decree an end to it in the name of Jesus. And as you make commitment to continue to serve him, no more sickness in your body. Understand that by redemption, you are not permitted to suffer beyond the why or moment. So I have good news for you. If what you have been suffering has been there since last month, or it's been there since last year, an end has come to it today. In the name of Jesus. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, he said, for our light affliction, which is bad for a moment. That's why it is normal for a child of God to be challenged. What is abnormal is that you cannot be defeated. If you are defeated, then it is abnormal. It is normal when you are challenged, but you can never be defeated. And that challenge must not be continuous. If it is continuous, then it's a curse. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I stand on this altar of fire today to decree an end to every curse and spell and enchantment against your destiny. Everything that is of a long continuous in your life is ended today. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect. I thought somebody said amen. Establish you, amen. Strengthen you, amen. And settle you. Amen. Are you ready for your settlement? Yes. Are you sure you are ready? Okay, something just came to mind right now. Write whatever you want God to say to you right now. Because we're going to pray. We're going to pray. And you are going to cry out to the Lord with that. You're going to cry out in faith. It might be the area of your marriage. It might be family. It might be your business. It might be your health. It might be your immigration issue. Write it right now. Thank you, Jesus. The God of settlement is at work right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone who desires to be married in the name of Jesus, God will settle you maritally. Everyone who is having issue in your marriage right now, God will settle you in that marriage. Everyone who is financially stranded, I pray in the name of Jesus, God will settle you financially. You are stranded in your career, in your business, I pray God will settle you in that area. Everyone who is sick under the sound of my voice, God will settle you right now. Are you ready? Rise up with me, lift up your voice, lift up those documents unto the Lord, and begin to cry unto God. Oh God of settlement, settle me in my career. Oh God of settlement, settle me in my marriage. Oh God of settlement, settle me in my business. Lift it up unto the Lord. Everything lifted up today, God will settle you. In the name of Jesus, lift it up and begin to cry to the Lord. Oh God of settlement, I come to you today. Settle me in my finances. Settle me in my marriage. Settle me in my health. Somebody is crying to the Lord. Lift up your voice and cry your heart to him. Oh God, on this covenant day of settlement, an end has come to immigration stagnation. An end has come to marital stagnation. An end has come to financial struggle. An end has come to every sickness and disease in my body. An end has come to lack of whom to marry. Oh God of settlement, settle me this morning. Oh God of settlement, settle me this morning. Oh God of settlement, settle me this morning. In the name of Jesus, settle me in my marriage, settle me in my career, settle me in my business. In the name of Jesus Christ, repo katazia, elimpre keketozi, alimpro kataria, repe keketozuzo, empro kayagada, elimpre keketozi, ampro katolia, eripakotozuzo, empra kakada. Someone is crying to the Lord, someone is crying to the Lord, I will not go without being settled. Remember, Jacob cried unto the Lord. He said, I will not let you go until you bless me. Oh God, I have come to you today. Oh God of settlement, I cry my heart to you today. Settle me. Begin to ask for settlement over your marital issue. God, settle my marriage. Oh God, settle my finances. Oh God, settle my business. Oh God, visit me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Eke Ketosia, Elimbra Kotosi. Ampre ketolia, yakaraga dozuzo, elimpre keketozia, apora kakatozi, empreskotori, repakata, empreketozi, elika kotozia. Someone is praying in the name of Jesus. I receive my settlement package. I receive my settlement package. I receive my settlement package. God is sending somebody in ministry right now. God is sending somebody in business right now. God is settling somebody in their career right now. God is settling somebody in their health right now. God is settling somebody in their businesses right now. God is settling your immigration issue right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That court case is being settled right now. That business issue is being settled right now. God is moving you forward. God is advancing your destiny. God is advancing your life. He's advancing your career. He's advancing your health. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Place one hand on your head and lift up the other one that you have written. I decree in the name of Jesus, everything written right now is hereby settled. By the extension of my hand, which is the hand of God that you also place on your head today, I decree your settlement is confirmed. Everything written is hereby settled. Everyone who wants to be married, you are settled. Peace in your marriage, you are settled. Over your children, you are settled. Concerning your finances, you are settled. Over that contract, that business, that career, you are settled. Over your immigration matters, you are settled. Over that court case, you are settled. Over your health matter, you are settled. Over your ministry matter, you are settled. I decree comprehensive settlement for you. I decree all-round settlement for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your hands and appreciate the Lord for answers. Give him praise and give him glory. Wave those materials to the Lord and appreciate him. And give him praise and celebrate him. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. It is done. In Jesus' name, give the Lord a big, big hand of praise and please be seated.